That's for the initial pharmacologic treatment. Well, what happens when you revise and reassess the patient when they come back on this therapy? Then GOLD recommends for follow-up pharmacologic treatment recommendations, they'll look at the patients broken down on the two major treatable traits, dyspnea or exacerbations, and in the patients that have both, both dyspnea and exacerbations that aren't controlled, follow the guideline for exacerbations overall. So if we look to the left to dyspnea, if a patient is on a LABA or a LAMA, one single long-acting bronchodilator, then they would add the other class, a LABA or a LAMA overall. If a patient continues to be symptomatic overall, you consider switching the molecules or the device or consideration of LAMA, LABA, ICS-based therapy overall. Also, it comes into play if peripheral blood eosinophil counts are there, a LABA, an ICS should be part of the therapy, is part of triple therapy or an ICS-LABA. And if the eosinophil counts are low, below 100, then not using an ICS-containing compound because the risk of not added benefit is greater and the risk of pneumonia might be higher. If you look at the right side, if you're focusing on exacerbations, again, prior history of asthma, or if the peripheral blood eosinophil count is greater than 300, you consider an ICS-containing compound, a LABA ICS, or triple therapy if the patient fails LAMA-LABA therapy to be added. If patients are on triple therapy overall and they're former smokers, then you can make a consideration to use azithromycin, but because of concomitant medications that interact with azithromycin because of QT prolongation, or if a patient's intolerant to the use of antibiotics for some reason or doesn't want to use long-acting antibiotics, the patient could be a candidate for roflumilast, especially if patients have a chronic bronchitic phenotype and have FEV1 less than 50%. So as you can see, in GOLD now, we invoke the use of personalized medicine, trying to use the treatable trait, trying to use clinical features to decide if we should use an ICS by using a peripheral blood eosinophil level, and then furthermore using other add-on medications to decrease the exacerbation burden if a patient meets the profile in studies such as MACRO or the roflumilast studies, whether those agents may be better fit for them.